Our concern about the pardon is that it's not that we are totally against individuals being pardoned by the federal government, but we feel that individuals who have been convicted of certain crimes, particularly corruption, should have at least been allowed to actually face the consequences of their actions so as to serve as a deterrent to others. You see, by pardoning those who have been convicted of various crimes, particularly corruption-related charges, gives the impression that the government is not serious about the ongoing fight against corruption.
As much as I respect your concern, but if you look back, it doesn't matter which country you are in, presidents upon presidents have pardoned people. Even in Nigeria, the former military leader Olusegun Obasanjo was pardoned, after which he ran for president and won. So when we think that's the duties that are reserved to the head of state or the president to carry out these, to pardon people.
I quite agree with you, and I'll give you a specific case which COP was very much active and very interested in. The case of Yar'Adua, who was pardoned, is a joining case because he was incriminated in a coup attempt which he was not even a party to. And the reason for that was because he opposed the Abacha regime. Cases like that are very clear. But what is the procedure? You don't just jump up to pardon people. There should have been a judicial panel to review the charges against the individuals. And then on the basis of the recommendation of the judicial panel, the charges can then be dismissed or those individuals can be pardoned. In this case, we did not see such a precedent. And we also feel that there are genuine cases that are left unattended to. A clear example is the case of Kensaruwa. This is a man, an other Ogonis, who were killed unjustly by the Abacha military regime. In fact, the issue of the Niger Delta is where it is today because of the effort of Kensaruwa. And it is an undisputable fact, an undeniable fact, that Kensaruwa remains a prisoner of conscience till he died. Why is it that the Jonathan administration has refused to do anything about the case of Kensaruwa? Look at the case, review it. We are not saying you should pardon him, because you cannot pardon somebody whom we believe was unjustly convicted and hanged. We are saying the case should be reviewed. To be judicially reviewed.
Let me say that the president's office said that the pardon of the former governor of Bayelsa State was necessary because the former governor has been quietly playing a key role in stabilizing the volatile Niger Delta region.
We quite understand all the reasons advanced in terms of the decision made, but we also feel that the process is flawed. Did it go through a judicial panel set up by the president to review the case? If it went through that procedure, that would have been awesome.